friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Right.
All right,
we're wrapping up for today.
Right.
Rob down here in Houston. Right.
I love this song, right, man. Who doesn't?
Right.
The Roots.
Right. That is great.
Right.
Tomorrow will be our final day down here.
Will it?
Right.
Well, so they say.
Right.
Now, I'm expecting everyone to become centered and focused on this game tomorrow.
Right.
Last year, you two idiots did not even make a prediction.
And a day-long discussion of this game.
You won't mention it.
Must take place here on the Hardwood.
You didn't spend one segment on it last year.
By the way, Pizza Hut sent some stuff up.
Yeah, pizza.
Yes.
Mike was loving it.
Yeah, he was loving it. So, thank you, Pizza Hut.
No.
Do we need to mention the guy by name here? All right, the great Todd Williams, National Marketing.
Todd.
Pizza Hut. Thank you very much, Todd, and thank you, Pizza Hut.
Idiot.
So. What? You call him an idiot?
Him.
Oh, okay. All right, Big Dick Hunter is standing by.
Right. Hello, Super Bowl covering Hardline. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Doing great. How are you?
Did you enjoy that extended Michael Irvin show?
Yeah, the revelation that whenever he's in Texas, he just stays at home or in his hotel room and doesn't go out and get into any kind of trouble, that was amazing. That must be why nobody ever sees him out anywhere getting into any kind of trouble. That explains
That's what
it
I'm
all.
Thinking,
That's I know. I didn't really understand it all, and now it adds up. Couple what items.
What are you insinuating here?
Oh, did you think I was insinuating something?
What? Yeah.
No,
I never hear anything about that.
He's a man of God. I'm just taking him at his word.
Okay.
But a couple of items of interest for you guys on the show tonight. The great Bill Mercer is going to be up here doing the show with us.
I thought he died. Didn't he die?
No, he survived that. He survived that machete in the back.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you doing that
George,
for,
George? You're making the slit his throat sign.
Well, clearly.
George, say something, George? You got a mic on.
I mean, what else you got going on?
What are you having him on for?
Well, mainly I'm having him on to whip him with question after question after question about his old world-class wrestling days.
Ah, yes.
But we will also be discussing...
the great Bill Mercer.
We'll also be discussing the Dallas-Fort Worth Spurs and the Dallas-Fort Worth Rangers. And, Reiner, haven't I heard you tell the story that he broadcast some of those games without being there?
Yes, he did, when they would go on the road.
So
he was recreating those games.
And you hear, sound effects in the background, right?
Well, actually, what you heard was kind of one long, dull roar, which passed for crowd noise and nothing else. There was no kind of crack of the bat. There was no PA guy in the background or anything.
I think you have to be more talented to do that than call a real game. Don't you?
There's something to it, I'll tell you. Now, it sounded
good. Can you do that, George?
No.
Can you recreate a game?
No, I could never do that.
Now, it sounded bogus as all get out, and, I was 10 or 11 years old, and I never could figure out why the game sounded one way when they were here.
That was me.
And then when they were on the road, they sounded another, But
yeah.
That'll be something
they
good
were
to
deceiving
talk to
little 10-year-old Mike Reiner.
Yes, they were.
We're going to talk to him about that. He's going to be up here the whole show, and then at 9:10...
An oiled-down cucumber.
Travis, the 11-2 squid, is going to join us because I don't know if you guys know about this or not.
Oh, yeah, I know about this. You hear about this?
This has to drive you right-wingers crazy.
Yeah. You know when Dean made his little speech?
Yeah.
Travis was there.
He's on the road with Howard Dean.
He's working on that campaign.
Working closely.
For the left?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Well, he's in college.
Apparently,
he
is.
College, you always
he'll come around.
He'll grow out of it.
Yeah, he'll come around. They all do.
The word that I'm getting is apparently he is so close to Howard Dean that Howard Dean calls him the squid.
Love to do squid.
Yeah. He may not exactly understand why he calls him that, but he calls him that. So he's going to call in from the campaign trail at 9:10.
All right, very good. That's Big Dick Hunter. He's coming up here in just a little bit with the P1 Wild Ass Circus. It's 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision.
Tell him to stop massaging my leg.
Here's how we do this. You get 30 seconds, or you'll determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Right.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. Michael Irvin needs to grab himself a big bag of pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. Small of back. Quarter snake, puff and puff. Spine baby made.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. I don't know what the big deal is with Dominic Kashuk. I've had a vagina since the day I was born.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. And visit with...
Oh, God.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. I love the Jovenator. Mm.
Oh, gosh. Get rid of that.
Right. You're certainly...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. Whistle go. Woo, woo.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. Beady, beady, beady. Way to go, Buck.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Right. I wish you could smell my fingers.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Dang. Hey, McLaren's a cokehead.
Oh.
You're on the two-minute drill and you got the last word. Go.
Right.
Give up.
I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to the skydiving chief out here twisting and tweaking.
Yanni.
Thanks to Yanni for popping on with us back at the mothership. Thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott,
Yanni
Barb
on?
Smith, yeah. And Rick
Yanni on
at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned.
Stop it.
Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from Houston. Until then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming it. We'll see you.
The ticket.